Hello again, everyone. I'm Len Vermillion with Control Global and Control Magazine. And once again, this is our Control Amplified podcast. And I'm joined, as usual, by Jim Montague, our executive editor, who is going to fill us in on what he found at yet another great event in the industry, this time with the Aspen Tech Users Forum. And he's going to let us go. So, Jim, why don't you take it from here? What did we find out at Aspen Tech?
Oh man, it was just chock full of all kinds of good information. The main kind of theme, though, seemed to be, they mentioned this a few times, was that 15 months after its acquisition by Emerson, Aspen Tech, the biennial Optimized 26 event was on May 11 to 14th, so last week in Houston. It had a very Emersonian flavor. I've only been to Optimize a few times over the years, but this recent one, it was definitely more Emerson-like. The keynotes and presentations and panel discussions, retained Aspen Tech's, cornerstones of, innovation, software development, and talented people and customer focus. But this time they also paralleled a lot of the structure and style of the great Emerson Exchange events we've come to know. So Optimized 26 was attracted more than 1,500 attendees, including 600 process industry customers, and there was more than 150 sessions divided into two main divisions, process and power, and there were nine mostly concurrent tracks. So I couldn't do my usual trick of going between different sessions and seeing what was cool. There was really almost too much to take in, which is an embarrassment of riches. So, but they had the usual opening keynote address, and that was presented by Vincent Cervello, president of Aspen Tech. And he reported that Emerson is accelerating its investment in Aspen Tech to achieve a more agile technology approach for faster innovations, more services than it can accelerate time to value, and a programmatic approach to deployment and sustainment. These efforts are, of course, carried out by the 1,200 R&D and product management personnel working on the process side at Aspen Tech. Cervello said that we're transforming how we innovate for customers and streamlining its R&D efforts from hundreds of small programs to 10 critical technology programs. They're well-resourced to deliver industry-leading innovations. He said they're also deploying an agile framework consisting of a disciplined approach to align priorities, accelerate execution, and increase the productivity of its technological initiatives. And it's also accelerating, of course, investment in AI so it can move users' operations from data to decisions. And this was borne out by a lot of the presentations. But there was also two major releases during Optimized 26. One was Aspen Tech Ava AI platform, which you can, I think, access at aspentech.ai. So it helps users accelerate agentic domain-aware AI adoption. It's reported to deliver the agility, efficiency, and autonomy that users need to respond more quickly to changes in operating conditions, continuously improve performance with trusted domain context, and act with greater confidence using AI-assisted recommendations embedded in the user's own operations. Ava also integrates decades of Emerson's expertise and first principles models into its skills and workflows while using large language models to make the whole process, quicker and hopefully more intuitive. Similarly, Aspen Tech Inmation OT Data Fabric has been enhanced to create a modern, always-on industrial data backbone that scales with users as their digital needs evolve, supports analytics and AI capabilities, and develops an operations platform that connects data, context, and organization-wide decisions. This is reported to standardize how data is managed and shared, and making it easier to connect systems, apply, consistent context and governance, and deliver trusted real-time information wherever it's needed. So, Inmation OT Data Fabric is a cornerstone of an AI-ready, integrated, scalable Inmation data platform that, has already been in place. So these two releases, AVA and Inmation OT Data Fabric, they kind of organizationally bookend a lot of AspenTech's traditional modeling and optimization responsibilities of performance engineering, manufacturing supply chain, asset performance management, and subsurface science and engineering. And I think Mr. Cervello said that AspenTech has also hired 150 new staffers to beef up its service offerings, R&D, and expert program management. So that was kind of the keynote. And then they also, part of the keynote was also a two-person chat between Mr. Cervello and Dylan Pugh, engineering VP at ExxonMobil. And he reported that it's using digitalization and AI in its operations in the Permian Basin, where it's benefited from its longtime partnership with AspenTech and expects to rely on it further as it seeks to achieve net zero emissions in its operations by 2030, 2035. So he said that Exxon is pursuing lower carbon solutions in its upstream and downstream operations and global projects, and it needs to, identify the best options to deploy. He said that they need solutions they can take upstream and downstream and implement across product information management systems, or PIMS, at multiple sites. So, Mr. Pugh reported that ExxonMobil started its low carbon business 5 years ago to reduce emissions in hard-to-abate processes. However, it needs help from partners like AspenTech for its sustainability efforts to be safe, reliable, and to, of course, produce good financial results. So, he said that ExxonMobil and AspenTech have been working together for 30 years, so they've evolved together and can leverage each other's technologies and apply them at scale. He noted that we've all worked with oil and gas and chemical processes for many years, but now everyone, ExxonMobil included, needs help deploying and running unconventional applications safely, reliably, and profitably. And he said he knows that AspenTech will be able to help it achieve those ambitious goals with centralized engineering. For instance, ExxonMobil recently implemented an Aspen DMC3 unified architecture with adaptive AI functions on 20 PLCs that are operating, optimizing production at 100 of its wells. I think they were in the Permian Basin, but they might be elsewhere in addition. And he said, with digitalization and AI, many things are happening fast, but it doesn't mean they'll necessarily deliver value. So, he said that ExxonMobil has to make sure it understands the risk implications of new technologies and to not lose sight of the historical solutions that were reliable and have benefited its operations previously. So he said ExxonMobil's OT data must be in good shape if it's going to try and allow more autonomous operations. And this was a theme of a lot of the presentations, that you really need to, do some due diligence and preparation and have good, clean data in order to develop good AI agent designs. And, just like the prompts people do with Gen AI and ChatGPT, you really have to, the garbage in, garbage out model is very prevalent in all of these things. So you need put in a lot of good labor for AI or anything else, frankly, to work successfully. So those were the keynotes. But we you know we, they were quickly followed by our friend Claudio Fayad of Emerson, who is now the CTO at AspenTech. And he went on to talk about several different things. He said that the community of AspenTech end users and customers and partners have collectively deployed, I think he said, $500 billion worth of process industry investments over the past 12 years, and that on the sustainability front, they've helped save more than 150 million tons of CO2 during the same period. However, he said that many challenges remain, including the obvious geopolitical ones and supply and demand variations and cybersecurity and, all of the other usual suspects. So he one of his great quotes was, he said, a few years ago, clouds were just water vapor in the atmosphere, and now we've got cloud computing, so it's not surprising that things can feel like they're upside down. However, Claudio said he chooses to be excited because our community has so many technologies they're bringing to solve the challenges. And there was just a lot of great case studies. Beyond ExxonMobil, several major end users at Optimize 26 presented case studies about their recent upgrades, migrations, and other projects that they've implemented, usually with AspenTech's assistance. And so the first of those was Adriano Alfani, CEO of Versalis, which is Eni's chemical company, reported that it's been trying to transform the 26 facilities that it operates worldwide and shift from basic chemicals to more varied and sustainable processes and products. So he said that they had to change Versalis's DNA and move from basic chemicals to bio-based products and circular economies. So consequently, it adopted AspenTech's engineering software for process design, asset modeling, and parameters tuning. And it adopted AspenTech's manufacturing and supply chain software for planning production cycles and optimizing productivity. And finally, it also adopted, or it may have had a lot of these things in place, but it upgraded them and got the latest versions of Aspen Mtell predictive maintenance software with now with AI and ML functions for monitoring process parameters and avoiding continuity impacts. Mr. Alfani added that previous optimizations weren't enough anymore. We needed new models for enterprise-wide optimization, and that began with a data fabric that brought in more data from the OT side, and which has more different data streams, which are often created at the millisecond level, unlike the IT side. And a lot of these things weren't shared before because they were so complex, but AspenTech and Mation was ideal for bringing OT and IT data together, he said, and helped Versalis begin to work with AI and other large language models. So he said, however, that preparation is needed and that operations must be based on first principle constraints. And so this is where AVA can help. It adds those first principle based guardrails. The ground LLMs and operations methods and makes AI more expert in process applications, which then lets users like Versalis compress decision cycles from weeks to hours. And also, validations that used to take months can now be done in hours. And Versalis can also identify red flags and get reports in real time. One of the other major sessions was by Saudi Aramco, and it needed to improve its linear programming accuracy and blending decisions at the Mangalore refinery and petrochemicals sites. And it recently migrated to non-linear modeling to achieve that. So we're going from a linear programming to non-linear, which is can be very complex. So Aramco's existing HYSIS simulations were perfectly tuned for specific operating ranges, and the linear solution was good at predicting dependent variables. However, once it gets outside its comfort zone and its typical tuning range, of course, deviations and other problems can quickly arise. So two guys from Saudi Aramco, Sanjuro Chipati and Rafael Soto, were the lead asset optimizers at the Mangalore facility. And they said that their team integrated AspenTech's HYSYS, Aspen Process Industry Modeling, Advanced Optimization System, or PMSAO, and also multi-case analysis and AI model builder software. All of these AspenTech solutions were deployed at Mangalore's continuous catalytic regeneration unit to handle nonlinear tasks, which included employing more rigorous HYSYS models and using AI-assisted model workflows for 206 independent variables and 22 dependent variables. And these updates reportedly allowed the CCR unit to improve its accuracy by almost 99%. Let's see. They added that nonlinear modeling with HYSYS and Aspen PIMSAO also let us do data conditioning in AI-based model builder software and select and edit independent and independent variables. The advantages of integrating an AI model included model applicability for a wide range of operating conditions and feed qualities, a greater prediction accuracy due to nonlinear equations between those independent and dependent variables, and this led to better optimization and GRM improvement. And they added they were also able to use the AI model for refinery-wide simulation. They said that there were a few shortcomings, included the fact that, an AI model can be kind of a black box for non-expert PIMS users, at least until they become experts, and that they added that troubleshooting simulations can be difficult and that nonlinear equations are required for transferring feed-proof properties to external AI model software. The third great presentation was by W.E. Sanderson, Global Lead for Reliability Engineering at Takeda Pharmaceuticals. And he reported that four of its 25 plants have implemented Aspen Inmation as their data management platform and also deployed Aspen MTEL as their asset performance management system. They also deployed or upgraded a computerized maintenance management system, or CMMS, for proactively planned and scheduled maintenance interventions. And these were all in conjunction with the company starting its predictive maintenance program in 2022. So they, as people often do, they did a proof of concept and it went well. So they conducted a 4-day MTEL training program and then an agent design workshop. And this was a situation, the workshop was where subject matter experts shared their knowledge of the process and equipment that they use. And then this enabled the subsequent AI agents to be better designed and prepared for the tasks they were going to be doing. Sanderson added that predictive maintenance typically uses two types of agents. The first are rules agents that operate on single sensor thresholds, specific conditions and runtime or counter values, and they employ engineering calculations that use multiple sensor inputs and first principles logic. The second type of agent are machine learning agents, and these include anomaly agents that detect deviations from normal behavior and are trained on multivariate data representing normal behavior. The second type of ML agent are failure agents that detect specific failure patterns and are trained on multivariate data that represents known failure examples. Sanderson said the lesson that Takeda learned is that predictive maintenance and AI functions, They may seem like a quick solution, but they are not. Designing AI agents requires deep domain knowledge from those subject matter experts, and then a lot of work to integrate those attributes into the agents themselves so they can work properly. Sanderson reported that Inmation, MTEL, and CMMS are live at four sites, and each has a local version of Inmation, while the company also runs a global Inmation version. Let's see. He had a really good example of to maintain an autoclave uptime that's critical to its filling operations. Sanderson reported that Takeda recently deployed anomaly agents trained on normal autoclave behavior, and they detected early issues and sent alerts with a rapid checklist for faster proactive responses. He said the agent flagged an anomaly despite completing a compliance cycle, and the rapid checklist showed that the vacuum pump and the cooling water supply had been inspected. And this led to the identification of a root cause, which turned out to be a malfunctioning external cooling water supply pump for the vacuum pump. And he said the agent's alert avoided delay in the fill schedule, prevented having to redo an autoclave cycle, which can cost 80 to 90,000 euros, prevented a deviation that might have created a wet load, and avoided damaging the vacuum pump itself, and also saved significant water and energy. And there's a whole bunch of other great presentations. I'm going to try and turn some of them hopefully into other content such as feature articles. But in all, Fayyad said that there was 250 submitted papers that were evaluated before Optimize 26, based on innovation, value delivery, and repeatability. And of the 150 sessions that were actually presented, 12 were picked as finalists for four Customer Excellence Awards in the Modeling and Optimization, AI, Data Strategy, and Sustainability categories. So the winners, quickly, were Philips 66 for detailing critical challenges and value delivery in modeling and optimization. And its presentation was entitled From Advisory to Autonomous, Capturing Value in Midstream Through an Accelerated APC Program. Envision won for Customer Excellence and Sustainability with its paper, AspenTech's Asset Optimization Suite Empowers the World's Largest Off-Grid Green Hydrogen Ammonia Plant. And so I'm sorry I missed that one, but a lot of them ran concurrently. And then also TotalEnergies won in the Data Strategy category for its presentation, Unlocking Industrial Data Value at Scale. TotalEnergies selected AspenTech Inmation as the foundation for real-time operational excellence. And then finally, the Saudi Aramco one that we just talked about, they won in the AI category for their industrial AI-driven non-linear modeling, improves refinery, LP accuracy, and blending decisions, which, like I said, we talked about earlier. So that was really, we've covered a lot, but man, I really feel like we just kind of scratched the surface of all the terrific content at Optimize 26 put on by AspenTech and Emerson. So that's what I got for now, and we'd be glad to flesh this out further in some way, somehow, going forward.
Right. I would invite everybody to check back on controlglobal.com, and we'll have more content about this show and plenty of other things going on in the industry, by the way. So, for now, we'll leave it at that. Great report, Jim. I'm sure there was a lot more to cover, but you got to the heart of it. So, and we will talk to everybody else soon. We'll be back in about, I don't know, 2 weeks with another update on another event. So,
Exactly.
Thank you all, and talk to
All
you soon.
right.
Have a
Thanks
good
for
day.
listening, everybody.